That's right. When you spend $15 on comics at comixology.com, you get $5 off when you use the code Infamous. So go help out the show and your friends at the Infamous Podcast and get some digital comics. You're welcome.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this week we're talking Deadpool, among other things.
Fair enough.
So, how you doing, man?
Doing all right.
All right. So, we are actually recording a little later in the week than we normally do. So, we actually had some news break yesterday, and it looks like just before we started recording.
Yeah.
So, I guess first, they finally revealed the covers for Brian Michael Bendis' Man of Steel run, at least the first six.
Yeah.
And they're done by Ivan Reyes, who is
Rice.
I'm sorry. He's awesome. He's what he did with Aquaman with Geoff Johns.
Yeah.
During, was it New 52? I think it was New 52.
No, it was Brightest Day.
No. With the reboot where it was like, you know, Aquaman was kind of a badass. No, but Brightest Day, what Ivan Reyes did was awesome.
Well, no, he did that first six issues of the story that came out of Brightest Day when Aquaman came back.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he also
that
did.
That was a New 52.
They did New 52 too, as well.
Maybe.
I believe.
That was the first time he did it.
I love the way that guy draws Aquaman. I'm excited to see him drawing Superman on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Interested to see what Bendis does with the Man of Steel.
I'm sure it'll be good.
I mean, he's never really written someone regularly with that much power.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see.
I like Bendis. I'm not, you know, I don't know. I'm really interested to see what happens here.
I'll get the trade paperback when it's out.
I think that's what I'm going to do with this, yeah, too. I'm not going to get the single issues. But it looks, the art looks cool. They're holding back one of the issues as far as like the full issue because it reveals the villain.
Right.
So, anyway.
Darn Lex Luthor.
It's Zod.
Again.
Followed by Lex Luthor.
Again.
Followed by Zod.
No, Brainiac will get thrown in there
somewhere. Oh, yeah, Brainiac will be in there. Do you have a favorite Superman villain?
I don't know.
I love Parasite.
I don't know that I have a favorite Superman villain. Superman?
Superman is your favorite Superman? Right. Sometimes he is his own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Lois Lane?
I don't think I have a favorite Superman villain.
No? Do you have one that you, I mean, do you like?
Brainiac, but the one from Superpowers that was the robot because he looked cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That one was cool.
With like that gray metallic skull looking look and feel.
Nobody else really that stands out.
Okay.
Doomsday was a cool like villain for the original Doomsday
originally
story.
yeah,
because it was something new.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they revealed his origin, it made it cooler because he was a Kryptonian,
right?
I mean, everybody's got a moment, I think, because even Mr. Mixoplex has a moment,
yeah,
and that. But on a whole, I don't think there's a villain that, you know, stands out to me.
Yeah. I always liked Parasite. I thought he was a really cool foil for Superman because he was a character Superman just couldn't like punch his way out of necessarily.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know. Anyway.
All he had to do is freeze him. I mean.
But he never did.
Yeah. You know, spoiler, that's what he does in the Man of Steel, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Bendis is like, damn it.
Damn you,
guy
Johnny.
From Ohio.
Johnny Podworth.
That guy from Ohio. I'm from Ohio.
Someone track him down and let's get him writing a comic book.
I'll write a comic book with Bendis.
Heck yeah. All right. Cool. So, yeah. Bendis's run is officially started.
What comic
started,
book would
so.
I write with Michael Bendis?
Ooh, okay. Really quick. What DC character would you write with Bendis?
Rip Hunter.
Nice. I like it.
With Michael Oeming doing the art.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That would be really cool and dark.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Powers, but with time travel?
Yeah, I think like something where, you know, travel the history of the DC universe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but the DC Universe doesn't have a history anymore.
Well, no, but so you could do that where you right the wrongs and you like eradicate New 52.
Oh, so I'm going to do the next big 6-issue arc that turns into an 8-issue arc because I've come up with more ideas to add to it. And Michael Emming's not going to be doing it, so I have to get George Perez to come in and do the pinch hit.
No, you have to get Phil Hester to come in fill out.
Oh, nice.
Because it's kind of similar. You know, Hester is a little neater.
Actually, if I did a book like Rip Hunter, I would do it like The Brave and the Bold they did a few years ago. But George Perez did like all the first ones. But I think like they started having rotating artists.
Yeah.
And I think for different periods of history, a different artist would be like a cool idea. Because I would go through, I think I would go through Vertigo's entire like stable of old and new artists that they had. For a book like that,
that
because
be cool.
I think like Michael Zulli would be cool on some of the old history, though. Like if we went to French Revolution or something, that would be kind of a cool thing.
Kind of like that. What was it? 1618? Was that the Marvel book?
1602.
Like a DC version of that.
Yeah.
Jonah Hex.
But some adventures would be tie in with other DC characters, and some adventures would just be, you know, Quantum Leaps.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. We should get a
tweet Bendis on when this one posts.
Tweet Bendis
when this one posts next week. Tweet Bendis
next week tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Remember?
Yeah, true. So. Yeah, I was traveling through time this week. So,
you're almost on vacation, so you're.
I am on vacation.
You're checked out. I can see it in your eyes. Yeah. So this is gonna be a vague week for Johnny.
No, it's not. We're going to talk about Deadpool.
All right. So then one of the other things is right as we were about to start recording, there's a story that hit Screen Rant that said the title is Star Wars audition tape hints at Thrawn coming to live action. I don't think they're going to put Thrawn into live action.
Mr. Thrawn.
No kiss.
Welcome, Mr. Thrawn.
It sounds like Edna from Incredibles. I do not believe they are going to do this because the stuff with the Chiss.
Yeah.
Collectorate or whatever it's called.
Did they actually have like a?
There was something else. Yeah. Really? I do not believe they want to do a live action version of that.
I don't know. I don't think there will be. The only thing I thought was the thing that they said in here. Maybe it's for Favreau's show.
Yeah.
But Favreau's show, like you said, is supposed to be after Jedi. But then everything's after Jedi at this point.
Well, but it's pre-Force Awakens.
Well, yeah, why do you say that with a little bit of like,
Well, because I'm sick and tired of getting these like Star Wars things that are in the middle of like, you know, either go way, way far back or go way, way far in the future.
No, the intention now is to leave space so we can do stories in the middle of a story.
I guess maybe that's how we'll find out who Snoke is and learn more about the Knights of Ren.
That is possible.
So,
yeah. On Favreau's show is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very possible.
You know, I mean...
But I mean, it's... On that, I'm okay with it because there is enough of a gap of 30 years that you can fill in.
There is.
Like, you know, we talked about Star Trek Discovery where it takes place, like, 10 years before the original series, but all the technology looks super... super defined. But I guess we'll see Enterprise this year and it'll look like that too.
Okay.
Captain Pike's on the second season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to see the Enterprise. You're going to see Number One, and you're going to see Jose Tyler and Dr. Boyce and all those characters.
I just feel like that show is going to the well way too early of not telling its own story.
It told its own story.
But kind of. You know? But I mean, but it had to go to the mirror universe to tell a story.
Well, it did the Klingon War, too, but I think that's continuing. I think the Klingon War will be the, you know, bigger thing this year.
That's the overarching theme of the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
But no, I really don't. I don't think we'll see Thrawn. And it's not because I don't want to see Thrawn. I absolutely would love to. Lars Mikkelsen does an awesome job with his voice on Rebels.
If I want to see Thrawn, I want to see him back in animation and on Resistance.
Yeah.
And explain the whole him and Ezra disappearing.
Where the Purrgil took them.
Yeah. Where did they take them?
Okay, so who would you cast as Thrawn? Is there an actor out there?
What's Lars Mikkelsen look like?
I have no idea.
Right.
Mads?
Well, in that case, then that's fine. Mads has a menacing look to him. Even when he's in person and nice.
He can pull Thrawn.
Yeah, he could do Thrawn, yeah.
All right, if Lars Mikkelsen is Thrawn, I'm on board.
Because I met Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
At a Horror Hound.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But still has that element of scary to
him. It's like he's looking into your soul.
Well, because he played Hannibal. Right. And I had watched a few of the episodes before I met him, and I'm like, dude, this guy actually is a really good Hannibal.
That's a show I need to watch.
I didn't.
It's on Amazon.
I didn't like finish the first season. Yeah. I just started watching it and watched a few episodes and that just to see. And I'm like, yeah, it's really good. But there's a couple episodes in there that are whoo.
I guess like
one of them didn't even air.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. I think there might have been more than one even. But
well, at the point that I got to,
okay,
there was one that didn't air, and it was it's a bit disturbing.
From what I understand, people
and it has
wonder
somebody
how
from SNL in it.
Brian Fuller got away with what he got away
on
with.
That show. I'd like to know
because
yeah.
But I don't think you greenlight a show called
Hannibal
without really going.
It played
for
at 10 o'clock at night on Friday, so it was one of those shows that, like, you know, it was going to get canceled eventually, but you know you can pretty much go off and do anything.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Then right before we get to Deadpool, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had its finale. Minor spoilers here. It felt like it could have been the series finale.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if it was the series finale, I'd be okay with it.
Would you want to see Coulson come back to like the DC movie or the Marvel movie?
Yes. Universe? I would love to see Coulson in the DCEU to like clean that shit up.
That'd be awesome.
To like, you know, go in and like gather him up and be like, look here, give him that Coulson like speech.
Yep.
You know, I don't know who's more
and
inspirational, Coulson or Coach Taylor.
Wow. Maybe Coulson is Coach Taylor.
Ooh, there you go. Multiple universes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do. Well, we know Coulson is going to be in the Captain Marvel movie,
but that takes place in the 1990s.
It's in the 90s. I would love to see him come back. Just simply for Chris Hemsworth to look at him and go, son of Cole, you have survived, you know, something like that. And for Tony to kind of be like, double take, like, aren't you dead?
And Captain America to pull the cards out and be like, here, I signed them.
With like he put lipstick on and kissed each one of them.
And then he'd be like, why? How did you get blood on them? And he'd be like, wait a minute, that was your blood. And he was like, no, that's not my blood. And then everybody would look at Nick Fury like, Nick Fury, you lied about that being his blood. And we went and fought Loki and we didn't have to.
What do you mean it's not your blood? Well, I didn't have them on me. They were in my quarters.
So have you seen leaked pictures from the shoot for Infinity War 2? We'll call it that.
No.
Okay.
And
I mean, there were some that that popped up that I don't think you could have avoided just because they popped up for a minute and now they're gone.
Okay, well, I can't avoid them just because I haven't been on the web much this week, so or the last 2 weeks,
like,
really.
I seen them a month ago.
Okay.
Well, I seen them right after the movie came out, so that's been almost a month ago.
Okay, so yeah. I definitely wouldn't have seen them. So
they're going to use the Time Stone.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. And they're going to go back to the first Avengers movie.
Oh, you know what? I did see a picture where he's like laughing, where Chris Evans is laughing.
Well, Chris Evans has the first
and he's
Avengers
got the
movie.
Old, that,
yeah,
that crap. The, his Thor, worst Captain
Thor
America.
Thor has the hair and that. And there's Ant-Man standing next to him.
Okay, I did see that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was from.
So
I just assumed.
So I think they're going to do what I said. They're going
to
steal the gauntlet and travel through time.
I wonder if it's going to be Ant-Man and Wasp like flying up his arm and like expanding out with the gauntlet. That would be so cool. Something like that.
Shrink the gauntlet down.
And then, they shrink it and take off.
Because you know he ain't wearing that thing while he's chilling at his farmhouse out in the country.
He doesn't need to.
No, he's like got it sitting on a mantelpiece somewhere.
You think it's still all burned up?
Maybe.
He polished it.
He shined it down.
He had the little grinder going
on. At this point,
up.
The stones are conscious enough that they shined it themselves.
They shined it themselves. All right. So the S.H.I.E.L.D. finale, it didn't tie in.
I enjoyed it, but I wasn't like kind of sad that they didn't tie it into
that
it
nobody disappeared. That,
like they didn't have the the flaky mashed potatoes disappear.
So
didn't that effect look like mashed potatoes that you would throw at a fan and blow away?
Oh, like the
the old practical effect of snow was flaky potatoes.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of got screwed a little bit because when they moved the Avengers date up, then they were a week behind.
Yeah, they
so
were
when they were talking about Thanos, that should have been the day the week after the Avengers came out.
Right. The thing now is like if you stream it, you're behind anyway.
Well, right, but I mean like it's still live TV and that's kind of what they're going for. Should we talk about the deaths or anything like that, or is it still too early? We should let people try and watch
it. People watch it.
Okay. I will say there is a death. But we haven't talked about S.H.I.E.L.D. a lot on this show.
Right.
But I will say it was my favorite character on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Was it?
Yeah.
He's your favorite character?
Oh, yes. Okay. Hands down. From the beginning.
He's not my favorite character.
I've just always enjoyed this particular character.
I enjoyed some of the stuff they did with him, but he's not my favorite character.
Yeah, we can talk about it more off air, but I've really liked his arc through the series.
My favorite character's Mac.
I love Mac. Don't get me wrong.
But I like that actor, too.
I liked him better on Last Man on Earth.
He was on Last Man
on Earth? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So his character and Will Forte's character are both named Phil.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to remember there was a show.
They're both named Phil Miller.
Oh, even better.
And so they were like, you know, well, we can't call you both Phil. And so they end up calling Will Forte's Phil Tandy because his name is Philip Tandy Miller.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, oh, my God. That show's awesome. And
my thing is, you call that show Last Man on Earth and it's got a bunch of men in it?
Well, that's kind of the thing. So,
yeah, well, I think it would be more interesting if it's Last Man on Earth having to deal with a bunch of females.
Well, yeah. Well, there are a lot of females on there, too.
Oh, I know there are.
But yeah,
I'm trying to remember. There was a show like that I first seen him in. Henry Simmons, that's his name. I can't look at the phone.
Oh well. Anyway, Henry Simmons.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, he was on NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
But there was one that he did with an actress that's popular now, and I can't remember. Where he played the husband, she played the wife, and they were like spies.
Okay. It was a TV show or a movie?
It was a TV show. But it didn't last. Like, it lasted maybe a year, maybe less.
Huh.
It was early on.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, I mean, Mac's character has been awesome throughout this whole series. And I liked the whole thing where Daisy was put in charge, and she put Mac in charge at the end.
Well, she can't handle it.
Which was awesome. And then when Coulson walks in, he goes, what? Like, you know, I'm not, no arguments here. So,
well, I like the idea of him retiring, too.
Yeah. Was it a show or was it a movie?
It was a TV show, I'm pretty sure. But I don't remember.
Was it before NYPD Blue?
I thought it was.
Was it New York Undercover?
No. Maybe it was somebody else. I thought it was him then. I do remember on NYPD Blue, though.
Yeah. God, he did 123 episodes.
Say, he was on there for
I didn't
a long
realize
time.
He did that many.
I didn't watch, like, the last few years of NYPD Blue.
Was it Shark with James, what's his
name?
I
never
James
watched
Wood?
That show.
No.
No, it might have been another actor.
Oh, he's one of the voices in Superman versus the Elite.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
He's in Madea's family reunion?
Yeah.
I may have to watch a Madea movie.
Anyway,
I'll be curious to see where they go with another season.
Yeah.
They have an opportunity.
And a truncated season at that.
Well, they have an opportunity to do some crazy stuff, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, they have the opportunity to acknowledge what's happened.
They'll be able to do it after the fact, which will be nice. All right, so it's not coming out until next summer at the earliest, right?
Is it next summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they said it was going to be a 13-episode summer series for ABC, which, to be honest, I think we've talked about this before. I think would be the smartest move ever for ABC to just do it as a summer series, 13 episodes, and let it run for a couple more years if the stories are still there.
Yeah.
I would like to see some mention or some sort of crossover with the Netflix universe, if at all, if they're going to do that at all.
If they'll ever do that, that because would be the way to do it.
You, at this point, you'll like Daredevil season 3 will have been over. It would be interesting to see, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. taking an interest in what's going on. You know, getting Barenthal even to show up would be cool.
Yeah.
And not just show up like a cameo, but like, right. You know, do a couple episode arc. If yeah. Barenthal wants to do it, who knows?
Who knows?
But I did really enjoy this season of S.H.I.E.L.D. as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think it petered out a little bit at the end. I think part of that is because...
I thought they did a good job with Pester becoming a Gravitron.
Yeah.
Who actually is a Marvel villain.
He is.
So
well, and they had cool the actual Gravitron in like the third episode that... The act or the character name.
Yeah.
And he was in the Gravitonium.
No, I meant like
but him as
Pester yeah. looked like the character from the comic book.
Correct.
The hair, the goatee, everything looked like
the little yeah. Buttons.
So
on
I'm like,
the
you
front
know,
of
it's
his...
cool that they finally did that with one of their villains besides Crusher.
So the only problem with that is he's not the best actor.
He's fair enough.
And I don't know. I just, I always see him as Nathan Petrelli at this point.
Oh, see, I don't.
And so.
Because he's been in other stuff.
So. And he's been in a lot of stuff. Yeah. And I've seen that. So I don't know. I mean,
Near Dark is like the first thing I ever seen him in.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's Catherine Bigelow. That's one of her first movies.
I have not seen that.
Yeah.
I have to check that out now.
Yeah, it's most of the cast of Aliens.
Okay.
Yeah. The main cast. I think Jeanette Goldstein, Bill Pullman.
Oh.
And Lance Henriksen.
Okay. I'll check that out for sure.
So it's good.
Yeah, like I said, this was a really good season of the show. I liked the whole thing with the Kree and being in the future and changing the future.
Yeah.
I liked Simmons, Fitzsimmons' grandson being,
yeah, like he disappeared and like, you know, they didn't even give a hint of where he might have went.
So Jeff and I were talking about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read that as he disappeared. He said he was
no,
going
like
out.
He disappeared. He was going somewhere.
Yeah, he went somewhere.
But they like, didn't acknowledge it like
right.
anywhere.
Is
like,
he gone? Like but
where
they,
did he go?
So would they not remember him?
I think they would.
So anyway. I really liked that actor on there.
Yeah.
As
he probably will be back.
As him. I hope so. Because I really liked the chemistry between him and Chloe Bennett. I thought they worked well
together.
I'm
curious to see if there's space stories since they went out to space.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see if there'll be more Kree. Because
a little more cosmic.
They didn't show Cassius like dying or anything.
Yeah.
Because he just had her in a framework, really, if you think about it. The thing that was on her head was like a framework.
Oh, yeah.
So he was talking to her like through a holodeck.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like there's still potential for her stuff with Cassius.
Yeah.
And that was Globber from Spartacus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like he's already, we know he can play a badass. So, you know, it'd be cool to see that again.
Craig, what's Craig's last name?
Parker.
Parker, yeah. He was at the expo in like the second or third year.
Yep.
Him and Billy Boyd.
Yep. I met him.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm excited for a fun. So here's one thing, though, that I don't think they told the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people what was happening with Infinity War.
Just that there was an attack on New York City.
Just that, but I think part of that is the reason they didn't tell them is because there's no way Joss Whedon would have kept that a secret.
Does he really do anything on that show
anymore?
Well,
Jed
it's his
Whedon,
brother.
But there's no
it's
way.
His brother and his wife.
Do you think Jed Whedon's not going to say something to Joss?
Well, if they tell him not to, I'd like to keep my job if I'm
well,
like keeping
one would
a secret.
Think,
yeah.
One would definitely think, but you know,
I mean, he's an executive producer on that.
Right.
But what's an executive producer do besides finance?
Well, but he doesn't finance. It's financed by Disney and ABC.
Right.
And so executive producers aren't always the financiers.
Right. I know that. But I mean, like, what does his name do besides just sit there?
Well, but it's his production company with the Gurr Art, you know, so yeah. Like, so I don't know. I think that might have had something to do with it. And I might just be like conspiracy theory leading into things that.
Was there a conspiracy theory?
Well, from my head.
Oh, okay.
So I'm seeing a conspiracy where there's not one.
Okay.
You know, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Whereas like maybe they didn't trust him not to, you know, blab because he is a. He's one of the many irresponsible celebrity tweeters out there who just tweets stupid stuff constantly.
Oh, really?
Whedon.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't follow him. So.
Oh, I don't either, but you hear about it. Like, yeah. You know. Yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, it was a great season. The last three seasons, it was
solid.
The quality has been very good after that really piss poor second season.
I don't even remember the second season.
It was the whole thing with Hive and Ward.
Where they were messing around with Bill Paxton. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's it. Not Bill Pullman. Bill Paxton was in Near Dark.
Okay, cool. All right. So that's that.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. work on getting Lance Henriksen on.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Have a little Millennium crossover since they're flying out in space on a plane.
We're not doing Millennium. Nobody's doing Millennium anymore. Because the Millennium's already passed.
Yep. Right. Anyway. All right. Let's talk Deadpool.
Okay.
So I went Sunday of opening weekend, and you went, what, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
What was your initial thought?
Not as good as the first one?
No.
No.
I agree with you. I don't think it was as good as the first one. Kind of disappointing. Okay, how was it disappointing?
Because it wasn't funny. You know how many times I laughed in that movie?
Two.
Once during the movie.
Okay.
Once during the movie, and then I laughed at the stinger. The stinger was funny. But yeah, it wasn't funny. It wasn't like funny like the first one. Like, you know, they were trying too hard.
That's what I said to you. Yeah. I felt like they tried too hard.
But you didn't say that until after I had seen it, and I was already like...
Well, I didn't want to tell you.
Literally like, what were they doing?
Okay, so...
They tried too hard. The only thing I laughed at was the X-Men joke.
With the door getting slammed.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so real quick, we're going to spoil this because it's Deadpool. It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to get it out of the way. I would give this a 6 out of 10.
Oh, I'd 5.
Fair enough.
It was entertaining, but not enough.
I enjoyed the experience of it. I'll definitely watch it again, but it will not be a go-to, I'm bored, I'm going to put a movie on, like the original Deadpool is for me.
Yeah. And I don't think, I've watched the original Deadpool once since I seen it in the theater.
Okay.
I watched it once.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, because Deadpool is not a favorite character by any means.
Right.
Whatsoever. And I tell people that, you know, I go see the movie because, you know, at this point, I guess I'm obligated to see comic book movies.
You have to go see comic book movies because of who you are.
Well, because of this podcast.
Well, that too. Yeah. But you know, everyone's asking you, Johnny, did you see this? What'd you think of it? You're the comic book guy. You know, your opinion matters to me.
That one, I'd be like, don't wait for it to get to the $1.50.
See, I think it's worth seeing in the theater.
Go see it at the $2 theater. I wouldn't even, like, I seen it on the $5 day. And I wouldn't even go see it on the $5 day again.
Okay. Well, I mean,
just
I'm not arguing with you. If the funniest part
of the movie is the stinger, then there's something wrong with your movie.
Well, it's like it was that like string of 90s movies where the best part of the movie was the soundtrack, you know,
but the soundtrack was all old songs.
No, I'm not saying this is the best part of that. I'm saying like, you know, there was a string of movies in the 90s where the best part of the movie was like the kick-ass soundtrack. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but the when you say the best part was the stinger, or there's a couple other parts that were funny here and there. I think there's
one part that's laugh out loud, and that's the X-Men joke. Like I actually went, ha ha.
And I laughed loud at that one.
There's
too.
A couple chuckles. I think Stan Lee's cameo was a good chuckle, if you catch it.
With the bust?
What bust?
Stan Lee's not in the movie.
Yeah, he is.
Where?
You weren't paying attention when they were coming down with the parachutes? He's on the side of a building, painted on the side of a building.
Oh, is he?
Okay. Yeah, that's his cameo. That's one of the best Stan Lee cameos I've ever seen.
The Vanisher thing was funny.
The Vanisher thing was funny, but not funny enough. And the reveal was like, really?
I thought that was kind of funny with Brad Pitt, but I'll say this. I think what
the high winds joke was stupid.
You think killing all of X-Force with the high winds was dumb?
So stupid. That was so stupid.
So in the theater where I saw
it, I literally was groan.
When Shatterstar got cut up, the guy at the end of my row goes, "Well, that's a and waste."
Yeah. It was a waste of all of them. I mean,
I agree. I think, especially because there's an X-Force
continuity.
Right. There's an X-Force movie coming.
This isn't any kind of continuity, though.
Otherwise,
Deadpool would have shown up in Days of Future Past and all that crap.
Right. Well, it's Deadpool. It's the breaking the fourth wall thing. It should be its own little thing.
Didn't he really do that?
He did a little, not nearly
little,
as much.
Yeah.
But,
sorry, but you know, no.
Okay, so I felt like they tried too hard. I think the whole thing with the Juggernaut, while it was okay, the CG was awful.
What do you do with Juggernaut?
You don't use Juggernaut. Plain and simple.
You use Juggernaut, but you make him look like he looks in the comic book.
Sure.
Right.
But
that's not that hard.
I definitely thought
is not that hard. Now Colossus looks like Colossus.
I thought what they did with Black Tom Cassidy was good until they killed him.
Well, yeah, they just were like, oh, who can we kill?
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
Like, I think what they said is, who can't we kill?
Yeah.
And then let's just kill everybody else, because that's essentially what happened.
Right.
I loved Zsa Beetz as Domino.
She probably was like one of the
she
more
was my favorite part
things
of
the
movie.
In the movie. Yeah.
Her banter back and forth with him was really good.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing more of that.
We're not going to see a Deadpool 3.
Yeah, we will.
No, you won't.
This movie made $125
million. This one underperformed. It underperformed compared to the first one. You won't see a third Deadpool movie. If you do, Ryan Reynolds is paying for it.
I don't think Ryan Reynolds should write it. Okay, so here's what I think is the biggest thing that this movie was missing. Tim Miller. The director of the first one.
Sure.
Now
you could tell that.
Why the dude, what was his name? He directed John Wick. David Leitch, right?
Yeah.
He was one of the writers, directors of one of the John Wick movies. Okay. You know, it even said in the credits.
From
a man who killed John Wick's puppy.
Yeah.
In a world. I think he let Ryan Reynolds get away with too much.
Maybe, but it was just the whole thing of like, it didn't have a good story.
Well,
you didn't need Cable. First of all, if you're going to do a Deadpool movie, Cable shouldn't have been in the second one. He should have been in the third one.
Sure.
And it should have been a better story than they killed my family.
Hope.
Yeah.
My daughter, Hope.
Hope Summers?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
If you want to do a Cable movie, do a Cable movie and then tie it into the Deadpool movie.
Do it the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Introduce Cable, introduce his story, who he is, that he is a time traveler.
Right.
And then tie it to the Deadpool universe. I'm like, I'm sorry, but no. Because Josh Brolin was better as Thanos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was fine as Cable, but
he was a good Cable,
yeah.
And he looked good. And
yeah.
I like the joke when they're like, "You're 5'11", you know, because Cable's supposed to be big,
right?
You know,
and that's what I was like, "Wait a minute."
Those kind of things.
I'm like, "Come on!" When they stood next to each other, I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, "Come on! Did you cut Cable's legs out from underneath him?"
Nope.
They kind of pissed on a lot of the Marvel characters that they didn't need to piss on.
Yeah,
I mean, Shatterstar.
The whole X-Force gang.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now I will say this. Zeitgeist
died
in a wood chipper like he did in the comic book, which was cool.
Yeah.
But then when he threw up on Peter, that was just dumb.
Right. And that's why I think that's why you got the stinger at the end, because they looked at the movie and they went, okay, we shouldn't have done that.
But he only saved Peter. He didn't save the rest of X-Force.
That's what I'm saying, though, because Peter was like the most likable of the X-Force besides Domino.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I get it. Know. So, the arguments back and forth. I love that
Bob Layton forgot that he created Fire Fist.
That's funny.
That was a tweet that turned into a story on Bleeding Cool. Bob Layton created Fire Fist. He showed up in X-Force 1.
Right.
Bob Layton forgot that he created him.
Okay.
And then realized it when he seen the movie.
That's funny. That's really, really funny, actually.
I love Bob Layton, too. That's hilarious.
That's a Bob
Layton. The guy's created a lot of characters and worked on a lot of characters. And I'm like, you will forget somebody eventually.
And he did.
And he did. And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome.
I did like how they're like, Fire Fist, are you sure you want to stay with that? Is that the name you want? What did you think of Russell?
Fire Fist?
Julian Dennison.
He's fine.
Did you see The Hunt for Wilder People with him?
No.
That movie, he's awesome in that movie.
Yeah.
He's the same character, just without powers, right, essentially. And instead of being on the run with Juggernaut, he's on the run with Sam Neill.
Okay.
Who does a very amazing British accent, and it was like a half hour into the movie, and I'm like, who is that guy? Why does he Sam look Neill? So familiar?
Yeah. Sam Neill is British.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about Alan Grant from Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Is he British?
Yes. That man does a fabulous American accent.
He's been in a lot of stuff with a British accent. He has done a lot of stuff with British accent.
I would have swore he was American.
He does an American accent, but it's not that hard to do an American accent.
But it's hard to do an American accent and have emotion.
Yeah. I don't know that he has emotion.
He can show range.
I'm thinking of
like
In the Mouth of Madness. But, he screams really good.
What was the one with him and Nicole Kidman on the boat?
Dead Calm.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I liked Russell to a point.
Yeah.
But then at the point he was just being indignant. And
the arguments that I've seen a lot of people that dislike this movie that are Deadpool fans and are X-Men fans is the Essex House did not acknowledge Sinister at all. And I think that was like a really bad casting of a villain character.
The mousy guy from The World's End.
Yeah. 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 I was just like, really? That's who you're going to use as your quote unquote villain? Because I'm like, this movie didn't have a villain.
Well, he was a purifier.
Wow.
Like, but they already did the purifiers in one of the
Logan.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was the other thing. You don't have to make so many jokes about like Wolverine. Logan and Wolverine, about the DC universe, about this stuff. It's like, yeah, it's funny, but if you're going to do it, don't put it in the trailer.
Exactly. That you're so dark, you're from the DCEU.
Yeah.
Like that should have never been in the trailer.
Right.
But
well, even the Logan stuff, like they make fun of Logan stuff in the trailer. And then it's like, yeah, you know, like I said, the stinger, it's probably worth seeing the whole movie. Because the stinger is funny as hell.
One of my favorite like kind of ongoing gags in the movie was, "Hi Wade, hi Yukio."
Yukio.
That was funny.
Yukio was hilarious, awesome. And yeah, that was the fun part. Yeah,
yeah.
That was the chuckle.
Right.
Like you know,
that joke's funny. Because every time
that joke's funny. Yeah.
So when he's dying.
Yeah.
Bye, Wade.
Hi Yukio.
No, when he was dying. Bye Wade. Bye Yukio.
Bye Yukio.
But you knew he wasn't going to die, and, you know, it was just...
I like that Colossus still was in character from the first movie.
Yeah.
I like that Negasonic was still in character from the first movie. I don't feel like Deadpool was in character from the first movie. He wasn't as funny.
Yeah. I thought killing Vanessa was a mistake.
Well, and they did, too, because they fixed it at the end.
So.
I'm telling you, everything that happened in that stinger besides the Green Lantern joke... And the Deadpool from Wolverine Origins joke was stuff where they went, oh, shit.
They retconned
like,
the entire
like,
movie.
Literally, like, people watched the movie and they were like, what did you think? And they got the sheets and they were like, oh, shit, we got to go change this now.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, Cable's a time traveler. We'll just have Negasonic fix this thing and we'll go travel in time. And, you know, at that point, why didn't they, like, spend a lot of the budget and have Deadpool get stepped on by a dinosaur? Because I think that would have been kind of cool.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Go.
Then he could have been trapped in that pass. Yeah.
For movie three.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Jurassic Deadpool.
Yeah. Yep.
Or I guess they probably couldn't use Jurassic.
So well, no, but they could have. They could have done prehistoric pool. Yeah. You know.
Prehistoric pool. They go back and he's in a loincloth. In the mask.
Riding a dinosaur.
Riding a dinosaur. Yeah. That's been in the comics.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. It's like, and that's the other thing. There's so much, like, source material.
Okay,
this is always a thing. Source material.
Negasonic was wholly underused.
Well, probably because she was doing other stuff.
Weasel, T.J. Miller,
was a total waste in this movie.
Was a total waste. And then that scene where Cable was interrogating him.
I fell asleep.
Okay, the scene where Cable...
No, I mean, yeah. I've seen it, but I was starting to doze off because it was so slow. I'm like, God, please.
Well, so where he's being interrogated, right?
Yeah.
That's obviously was a reshoot because he weighed like... He looked like he'd lost 25 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, and the beard was glued onto his face. It wasn't his beard. But they've said he's not going to be in the third one because of, you know, allegations of... You know, sexual misconduct and being an asshole and shit like that.
T.J. Miller?
Yeah.
No.
He's an
asshole.
Some people
you can just tell.
Like, I don't know about like the allegations or anything like that, but being an asshole.
Let me tell you this. Kevin Spacey's always creeped me out in a way. Like, always. And it's like, then stuff comes out about him. I'm like, well,
it's like, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
Did you watch 13 Reasons Why yet for season 2? Did you watch the first season?
I did watch the whole first season. We talked about it on here.
We did. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if that was you or David that we talked about that. So
that was me.
Anyway.
What are you and David talking about?
We're reviewing Solo.
Oh, is that all?
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about other things. We'll probably talk about... We're going to talk about Cobra Kai.
That's fine.
Because... You need to watch that. Not even to talk about. Not even to talk about on the podcast. You should just watch it because it's awesome.
Okay.
I'm a very big fan of Cobra Kai at this point.
Okay.
Miguel Diaz is my Karate Kid. Just saying.
I don't know who that is, so I don't care.
When you watch Cobra Kai, you'll know. The first two episodes are free.
I know.
On YouTuber.
You've told me that.
So. So, yeah, I think a 6 out of 10 is. And your 5 out of 10 is... Oh, we didn't talk about Dopinder. That was the epitome of trying too hard.
Yeah, get rid of that character, too.
That was the epitome of trying too hard, is having him...
I thirst
for the blood of my enemies. And it's like, shut up.
At this point, move Deadpool to a different...
City?
City, where these characters aren't even in it.
Yeah.
Him and Vanessa could break up. And Domino's the only one from this movie that, you know, couldn't show up.
Well, I would like for him and Domino to get together kind of like they did in the comics.
Yeah.
Which would be funny in a way, but at the same...
It'd be for a lucky reason.
Well, and because, like, you know, her luck field
extends
to those around him. So, like he's all of a sudden a really good leg because she's lucky would be funny. It would just be a funny joke. I can't get over how good she was in this movie. And I know people were worried that they cast an African-American actress and she kept her hair natural and stuff like that.
That didn't matter
to me. It did not matter at all. And it shouldn't matter. But
I mean, what in the comic book, she's pale white with a black spot on her face.
But she's dyed white. Like, it's not like she paints her skin. She, like, fell into a vat of acid. Batman dropped her in a vat of acid.
Oh. And, you know. No, that would have been Joker.
Oh, wait.
Didn't you see Suicide Squad?
Stupid.
You didn't
Jared
do it.
Leto.
You didn't give enough of a.
I don't care enough to get You cared a little too much about that one. So try again. Where, without any emotion or caring or just complete apathy. Stupid Jared Leto.
Just because I wanted to watch how
it didn't really. You're on the bottom there. It was kind of.
It was. Do you really blame Jared Leto?
No, I blame the writers.
Okay.
I blame David. Actually, I don't even blame David Ayer. I blame Warner Brothers because they put more of him in there.
Yeah, because it was Jared Leto. So like,
I don't like Jared Leto.
I haven't
seen
Blade Runner 2049. You have? Is he like a bad part of that too?
Yes, he's just bad in everything. The only
fucking
thing he's
Jordan
ever been
Catalano.
That's the only time he's ever been good in anything.
No.
And that was because he was just playing himself.
No.
He didn't have to act.
He wasn't even good in that.
He was good in Fight Club, actually. But that was just because Ed Norton beat the crap out of
him. I remember him in Fight Club.
Where'd you go, psycho? I wanted to destroy something beautiful.
Sounds like a line the Joker would have said in Suicide Squad.
Exactly. So, the Joker, Tyler Durden, 6 of 1, half a dozen of another. Who knows? Yeah. So, I will say, the stinger of this was good. The fact that it started with the 6 weeks ago thing, yeah, it did the flashback. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
You always know that something's not going to be good, like, when that happens.
So when you watch TV shows, right, and they do that, and they, you know, it starts with something, and then it's like 48 hours earlier, you know that's a bad episode of a show.
Maybe.
For the most part.
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, Smallville went to that well one...
Did they?
10 too many times.
Oh, I don't remember.
BSG did that near the end a lot, where they would do something and then be like 48 hours earlier.
But for good reasons on that.
But
show.
It wasn't always for good reasons. Anyway, but with them doing that and him sitting there smoking and destroying
when he
things,
blows himself
and blowing
up.
Himself up. I was like, no.
How did they get Celine Dion to do a...
I don't know. You know what? That might have been the funniest part of the movie is the YouTube video of him and Celine Dion when he's like, this is Deadpool 2. It needs to be around a 5.
Yeah.
Eh? Around a 5. And she's like, this thing only goes to 11. You know, it was...
Oh,
that
wow.
was funny.
See, I didn't see that.
I think the marketing might have been funnier than the movie as a whole.
The marketing had all the funny quote-unquote moments in it.
All right. With...
You're so dark. You must be from the DC universe.
I will say, I did like Colossus saying, that's how we do it in Mother Russia.
Yeah.
And then shoving the electrical thing up Juggernaut's butt.
That was one of the cool scenes. But like,
yeah.
Like they said, well, here comes the CG fight.
Right. So.
That's another thing. If you're going to do fourth wall, you don't have to state the obvious.
Yes.
Just do fourth wall and interact.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, the immovable object versus the unstoppable force. You know, right. Like, you could say something like that, like, and even that is cringy and douchey, but.
You didn't even have to do that?
I agree. I think this is a.
The funnier thing you could do with that type of thing where it's like, this is going to be a CG fight, and that is Deadpool could have. Grabbed the thing of popcorn like he pulled it out of the audience and sat down and started eating it to
just
watch the
fight.
Just sat
down Indian style, just
popping
popcorn in his mouth. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, like that's where you do the fourth wall, where you actually do something where people are like, wait a minute, what? What's this?
Especially because it was in 3D.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know, that would be a funny 3D move.
But I'm like, you know, it is what it is. It's Deadpool.
It is.
It's not a great character, but not a bad character either. He does something for people, and I'm like, that's cool. Because everybody's got their characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, if you like Deadpool, awesome. And I'm not a big fan of him.
I mean, neither you or I are huge Deadpool fans.
I enjoy, like, the art from his books because they do get really good artists to do his books.
And there were no feet for the first 10 years, so.
That joke was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But
then the best part of that is Rob Liefeld and Jim Lee jumped on that joke and showed that Jim Lee didn't draw feet for the first few years either.
I never
there,
noticed that.
There literally was like a tweet between them two where it had pictures that Jim Lee did early on.
Yeah.
And there's like one pair of feet in one picture.
Oh, I saw that where he said I couldn't draw feet either.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Feet are hard to draw.
They are hard to draw. Look, oh, the pouches
jumping,
joke was
jumping
funny.
Up in the air feet are not hard to draw. Feet on ground, hard to draw.
Yeah, you have to show gravity and
well, just
dimension
the shape of feet.
Yeah.
Unless they're like in some kind of boot or something, it's like gym shoes, not so easy to draw. Unless they don't have feet in them,
right? All right, so 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10. I still think you should go see this. In
when
the
it
theater,
comes to $2 cinema.
Do a matinee, something like that.
Make sure to go on a $5 Tuesday.
There you go. All right, so before
and
we
make
go.
Make sure you're awake.
do a Red Bull, a 5-hour energy,
maybe,
something like
well,
that.
Well, most people do anyway, so.
All right, so before we go, we did a pretty epic shopping trip for toys last weekend.
Yeah.
We hit up Kokomo Toys in Kokomo, Indiana with our buddy Casey.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit the Toy Pit in Indianapolis. Where else did we go?
That was it.
Oh, we did the Think Geek store, which was neat.
Yeah, that was cool.
But yeah, it was really cool. But I just want to say to the people at Kokomo Toys, you guys are awesome. Thank you for having such a cool store.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us spend money there.
I'm going to thank people for letting me spend money.
I don't know, man. I was pretty happy with what I got there. So, and the Toy Pit. You
Thanks
guys are
for
great
opening
too.
That day and being yeah. there.
There you go.
Yeah.
So the Toy Pit was great,
Thanks
too.
Thanks for your good I customer like service, because you guys actually do ask, you still doing all right?
Yeah.
Everything okay? And it's like, I like that.
I wonder how many.
Working in customer service, that's a good thing.
I think she asked me like five times in the hour and a half we were in there, which is awesome, yeah. you know? Maybe it's just because I looked lost.
Maybe.
I was.
She asked me like a couple times, but yeah. I've been in there enough
Even
that
there way
she kind of recognizes
have,
me.
But
I'm sure she kind of recognizes me.
I wanted to buy more than I did.
What else did you want to buy? Like, what did you see that, like...
Well, I wanted to buy a couple more of the Vitruvian hacks.
Okay.
And then I was going to get another Tarkin, but I didn't. And there was something else.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of those hot rods I would have liked to have gotten.
Those, yeah, you should have got but, those, but, you know.
I mean, I got... But when we went to the Toy Pit, I found, like, Krennic for $7. I
yeah,
Ray
you got
for
really
10.
Good deals on some Black Series.
I got... Ravan loose for 20. I got the another range trooper loose for 10.
Mm-hmm.
So but yeah, I feel
did
like
you post that on Instagram.
Yeah, I posted the picture.
Well, see, then go to Brian's Instagram,
the where I co-opted the toys on steps.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow I've got to get that trademarked.
Well, you have
okay. copyrighted,
so you have to do toysonsteps.com. And you have to show that you're using it for marketing purposes. Okay. I can help you out.
Sure,
so
yeah.
I can help you out. Yeah. Anyway, on that note, make sure to check out Com.
There's enough Toys on Steps pictures that...
I don't know. I think me or Casey might like try and beat you to the punch.
You could go back like a few years. There's
I know.
A lot of Toys on Steps pictures.
I could go back through my text from the last few years. And
well, right. Literally so. Like Instagram... Ever since I've been on Instagram, there's been posts.
Well, but even before you did Instagram, you would do that and be like, here's the one I got this weekend.
Yeah.
I used to tell Angel
the
that
Christmas
was...
ones are the most epic ones because it's like, what, 6 to 10 pictures of just massive amount of craziness.
Well, I used to tell Angel when you would like do your travels,
the vacation trips.
That my favorite part was the text that night of what
Check
you got that
out.
Day because you
look what
find,
I found
you find the coolest stuff so infamouspodcast.com/comixology get 30-day free trial to comixology unlimited.
I thought you had this as a commercial.
I took it out. I got to re-record it because
okay.
I told you what I did, right? I said, check out IDW,
and I meant to say
Lock and Key, IDW, Lock and Key from IDW, and, you know, I talk about the
Maybe
book without
a more
ever
modern
mentioning
book
it.
From IDW, yeah.
Lost Light, man.
There you go.
So,
check
Boldly
out
Go
the,
just did.
The Hasbroverse books, the upcoming Unicron story.
The G.I. Joe books
That's
are
supposed
good.
To be really big, and it's actually going to be the last crossover with the Hasbroverse thing.
The Optimus Prime book is really good.
Because Unicron's going to eat Earth.
There you go. He's going to eat the Hasbro universe.
Well, you know.
Unicron kills the Hasbro universe.
Hasbro can do that themselves.
I'm sure, yeah. Michael Bay certainly trying with the Transformers.
Oh, boy.
All right, but no, so check that
they
out.
They did a better
and,
job of killing G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that too. And make sure you use the code Infamous when... is it Infamous? Yeah. Use code Infamous when you check out at Comixology. It's been a while since I've used it, so... you get $5 off when you spend $15. We have Patreon. Check us out on social media, all that fun stuff. Any last words?
No. You sounded bored, like, doing all that. You sounded bored. Like, you said I was in vacation mode, but, like, the last, like, 2 minutes, you just sounded like you were in vacation mode.
You guys are going to hear all of it again here in a minute anyway.
So. Hey, check out this, and then check out that. You know, if you're really interested to see, like, my toy collection, you could check out my Instagram page. It's
actually,
probably in there, in the show somewhere.
It is. And something a little more exciting is we made some shirts. So if you're listening at this point, I have some left. And
just post them on the page.
They are posted. They're posted on the Instagram page. If you are listening and you email contact@infamouspodcast.com with your address, I will send you a shirt. We have a couple.
See, I
would have
held them hostage and been like, no. Donate $2 to Patreon.
Well, so we're gonna we've got a friend of the show who helped make these. He has a t-shirt company, and we're actually going to start something cool with him starting.
If
later
you get
this summer,
shirt,
so.
It's going to be the first of a first. Like, this won't be the same as the next one.
No, this will be the like I made two orders of this shirt, and I'm not going to get any more of this particular shirt made. So yeah, I have a few that are set aside, but I think I have like five or six left. So let me know.
Should have made it a contest or something.
Yeah. If they're listening at this point.
Send me the finger of your right hand.
If they're listening at this point, they like our show and they should be rewarded.
You're going to get a lot of people from Poland asking for an infamous.
Sweet.
That's cool.
I'm happy to ship it overseas. Yeah. All right, guys. On that note, next week, Johnny is on vacation. You'll hear me and David. And then if Johnny comes back from vacation, he'll come back to the show.
I like how people, even people at work, were saying that. Are you coming back? I don't know.
Not for sure.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen. Slider gate opens, time gate opens, star gate opens.
Mudfall, mudslide, rock slide.
Earth by vampires. Up. I mean,
you know. Mad titan snaps his fingers.
Well, I survived that. You didn't, but I did.
Hey, I went down to the glory of Thanos.
Oh, well. So, you know.
All right. Well,
are we supposed to serve Thanos if we survive? I mean,
yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I'm very curious to see what they how they acknowledge stuff that's going on in the universe.
Yes.
No. You like your robot overlords too much. Hell Ultron. Not from the movie universe, though.
No. The real Ultron.
Yeah.
All right.
The
we'll
psychopath.
Talk. Yes, very much so. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. The Infamous Podcast is recorded in King's Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodler, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening.